Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
As a cold start this morning and cold temperatures tomorrow morning have led to a winter weather advisory for two of our counties. I'll show you what to expect. Most of us will see a cold rain.
I'm Brad Neese, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Fayetteville, where a large section of Bragg Boulevard is shut down due to a gas leak that happened almost 14 hours ago. Coming up, where that repair work stands and how much longer this road closure could last.
Plus, an alert from Duke Energy. You may have gotten on your phone yesterday, confusing some customers. We'll tell you why that message came with a fair amount of concern and the company's response as well. Just one of the topics we will discuss here to bring you that information here on your Friday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us on your Friday. We made it.
Yeah.
We need the coat today. It is cold there. I left my house this morning in my big jacket because I said this is the morning for it. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look over Rocky Mountain. No matter where you are, it's cold out there.
It is. We're seeing temperatures mainly in the mid to upper 20s this morning. Wind chill every once in a while. It's not terribly windy out there, but a little breeze kicks up now and then. Rocky Mountain Mill sitting at 27. We're 27 in the triangle with zero wind. So no wind chill currently in the triangle or in Rocky Mountain and Wilson. It's 19 in Roxburgh right now, but 27 in South Hill. It's 25 in Southern Pines. It's 28 in Fayetteville, but feels like 23. That's really been one of our only spots this morning where we have a wind chill. So just expect those temperatures anywhere from the upper teens to upper 20s, and expect a little time to scrape your windshield. There's not a lot of moisture in the atmosphere, so it's not likely to be terribly thick in most places. We'll see a sunny day today. Today, nice and quiet, sunny, but cool with a high of only 48 degrees. We'll see an increase in our cloud cover late this afternoon as we get ready for mostly all day rain tomorrow. A winter weather advisory is in effect from the triad area back to the mountains, but it does include two of our counties, Person County and Mecklenburg County, Virginia, where we could see a light glaze of ice. Not likely to cause any problems. No roads will be slick most likely, and we're not looking at any power outages. And that will change over to rain very quickly, and that's what most of us are going to see. Early in the morning, you see the pink that pops up north of Durham. Just briefly, that's where we could see that just light glaze of ice. Otherwise, expect to see cloudy skies and a lot of rain, about half an inch to an inch of rain. It begins to taper off mid to late afternoon, and it's out of here by dinner time. If you had plans to be out during the evening, it should be dry by then. The roads still may be wet, but at least the rain will be over. You can see here where our freezing line is in terms of freezing rain. This computer model has shown that to the west of our viewing area for the last several days, so it's been fairly consistent. So our potential, again, for freezing rain is really minimal in our viewing area with no impact. Most of us will end up seeing a cold rain. We have another WRAL weather alert day for Tuesday. The rain is likely to be heavier with a chance for flooding and some strong winds, too. We'll check it out coming up. Brian?
It is 6:03 right now. Taking a look at traffic, good news around the triangle. Just check with Raleigh 911. No crashes showing up anywhere in Wake County. Major routes are all clear. And in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough, we're also looking good this morning. 15501 between Durham and Chapel Hill looks good in both directions. I want to take you out to I-40 at Wade Avenue in West Raleigh. Westbound traffic there on the left side of your screen. Getting busier, but still no delays between Wade and 540.
Duke Energy is preparing for high demand this morning because of those temperatures in the 20s. You may have gotten one of these alerts on your phone from Duke Energy urging you to conserve energy. Well, now the company is apologizing, saying that message was confusing. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning. Many folks were concerned after they got this message, Kelsey.
Jeff, a lot of folks were concerned after receiving that message, so that's why this morning the folks here at Duke Energy are working to clear everything up. So you may have received this message yesterday. It says that customers should save more energy between 6 and 9 o'clock this morning. That's because there will be high energy demand due to colder temperatures. Some customers were worried about blackouts like the ones that happened about a year ago. They left more than a half a million people without power over Christmas weekend. WRAL spoke with Duke Energy spokesperson Jeff Brooks. He says this was the purpose of yesterday's message.
The point of it is to make customers aware that we are going to see higher demand and taking steps to protect the grid, make it reliable. And this is an opportunity for customers to be aware that is the time of day when we tend to see our highest usage. And if there's things they can do to help, we appreciate it.
The peak hours for energy use today are starting right now at 6, between 6 and 9 o'clock this morning. So if you can save energy during that time period, great. But if not, that could be okay, because Brooke says that if you're worried about that blackout, there really shouldn't be any concerns. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
This morning, a major road is closed in Fayetteville while crews work to repair a gas leak 14 hours after it was first reported. Homes and businesses were evacuated, and some people had to stay in a shelter overnight. Brett Neese joins us in the WRL Breaking News Tracker on Bragg Boulevard. Brett, has anything changed in the last 30 minutes?
Not at this point, Michelle. It's going to be probably all morning before they can reopen Bragg Boulevard. They have signs up for the detours to get around Bragg Boulevard on both sides and throughout all the neighborhoods around it. I want to show you some video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker yesterday. This all happened yesterday afternoon when officials say a contractor hit a gas main, causing this massive leak to happen. You can see just how big the area that we're talking about along Bragg Boulevard here in Fayetteville. And it's been closed ever since because of that break. And the Red Cross actually had to set up a shelter to help because dozens of residents and businesses had to be evacuated because of this leak. Crews were able to bypass, though, where the leak happened. That means that they were able to keep gas service on for those residents that did not have to be evacuated. It's good news because some people have to use gas to heat their homes, and it has been quite a cold night tonight. But we're working to get an update on when Bragg Boulevard will reopen, when that leak will be repaired. As soon as we get that, we'll pass it along. Live in Fayetteville, Brett Neese, WRL News.
New this morning, the Wake County Sheriff's Office has arrested this man in connection to a shooting on Quiet Oaks Road near Knightdale. 69-year-old Alphonza King is charged with assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury. This happened around dinner time yesterday. When law enforcement got there, they found a man who had been shot, and he was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover. The Sheriff's Office says King and the person he shot allegedly knew each other, and the investigation continues.
Happening now in the WRL Live Center, talk about a story of survival after that New Year's Day earthquake in the western part of Japan. Take a look at new video into our newsroom this morning as rescue workers pulled a woman in her 80s from under her collapsed home in Uehime City. Rescue workers heard the woman's cry for help. She'd been trapped since Monday under the rubble of her first floor home. She was conscious when rescuers got to her. She's being treated at a Uehime City Hospital this morning. So far, the death toll from this powerful earthquake is up to 94. 200 people are still missing. More than 30,000 people have been evacuated. Of course, this is a developing story. We'll keep you updated with any new information as this part of Japan and the Ishikawa Peninsula continues to recover from that earthquake.
All right, thanks, Ken. Drivers are raising safety concerns over what they call a dangerous intersection in Cary after a woman died in a crash. 73-year-old Janice Sanders Portier had to be extracted from a car after colliding with a pickup truck. It happened at 1010 Road and Plumtree Way during the evening commute yesterday. Cary police say the sedan turned into the path of an F-150 pickup truck. One neighbor says turning onto this road can be very risky.
Really want to ask city, county, really consider to have a warning or slow down traffic. So driver from the northbound on 1010 know there is a hidden driveway, dangerous spot.
The driver of the truck was not hurt. No charges will be filed.
We're working to learn how a 10-year-old boy got his hands on a gun and then shot himself. It happened just before midnight Wednesday on Dexter Street in Rocky Mount. The boy had a gunshot wound to his thigh and was taken to the hospital. Investigators say the shooting was an accident, but it's not clear where the weapon came from. No word on whether charges will be filed.
We're waiting to learn the name of the person who was hit and killed on Hammond Road in Raleigh. We first brought you the story as breaking news yesterday. Police closed the northbound lanes at I-40 for more than 4 hours while they investigated. Police say the person was sitting in the far left lane and the driver did not slow down and hit them. The driver faces charges.
The Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been at the center of debate at the local government level across the triangle. Voices on all sides of the issue spoke to Durham City Council members yesterday. Many speakers asked council to sign a resolution in support of a ceasefire in Gaza. Some said Durham should not get involved. Durham Mayor Leonardo Williams says he is working with a small group of people to discuss how to respond to the issue.
It may not make everybody happy. That is not why I was elected. But trust me, the advocacy on this issue is just as loud on all sides. All sides.
This has also been an ongoing discussion at Raleigh City Council meetings. In November, the town of Carrboro Council did pass a ceasefire resolution. It called on the Biden administration to facilitate de-escalation in Gaza and to send humanitarian aid.
South African Paralympic gold medalist Oscar Pistorius is out of prison this morning on parole. He was released just before 2 a.m. our time. Pistorius was convicted of murdering his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp on Valentine's Day in 2013. He shot through her bathroom door, claiming that he thought she was an intruder. Per the conditions of his parole, Pistorius cannot drink alcohol, give media interviews, or leave Pretoria, where he will live.
Raleigh is lowering the water level at Lake Johnson to prepare for heavy rain expected this weekend. Sky 5 flew over the lake yesterday. The level is down about a foot, and this will allow the lake to hold more rainwater and prevent flooding in surrounding areas. The goal is to lower the lake another foot by the time the rain arrives this weekend.
More documents unsealed from convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. What we've learned from the newly released documents.
Plus family fun in the Triangle this weekend, from an animation conference to a musical reimagining Bob Dylan songs. We have your out and about best bets for the weekend.
And new this morning, we have a winter weather advisory for Person County and Mecklenburg County, Virginia. Mostly we're going to see rain out of this system. I'll show you the timeline and what to expect where you are.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's a cold start for us this morning. So kids out of the bus stop this morning, you're definitely going to need to bundle up out there. Our temperatures are on the chilly side. At First Bell, looking at 27 degrees. After school, 47. So definitely looking at some cold temperatures for us to start with. And it's going to end up being a chilly day for us really all day long. At the bus stop again this morning, looking at as cold as 25. We're seeing wind chills in some places down in the low 20s this morning. And then our afternoon highs will be in the 40s. So looking at a fairly pleasant day for today. Of course, tomorrow is a WREL weather alert day. We're looking at the potential for a rainfall that will last most of the day, about half an inch to an inch of rain. And we're looking at the potential for some light glazing in our northern counties. I'll show you what you could see coming up. Brian?
6:15 as we take a look at traffic. No crashes reported right now in the Triangle. That is good news. And as we take a look at your major approaches into Durham, we're not seeing any unusual delays. I-40 is looking fine in both directions, and I-85 also looks good as you head between Hillsborough, Durham, and Butner. Around Wake County, no crashes to report. We're watching the entire viewing area this morning. All of those sensors are clear right now. Brett Neese told us about that gas leak that has closed a major section of Bragg Boulevard in Fayetteville. And coming up in a few minutes, we'll talk about alternate routes to consider this morning. Jeff.
A grain company in Wilson will have to pay $43,000 in fines after a worker fell 70 feet to her death. 58-year-old Annie Wilbert was an employee at Smithfield Grain. She was riding a lift when a safety device on the machine failed, causing her to fall 70 feet. She died at the scene. This week, regulators fined Smithfield Grain, citing them for four serious safety violations. By law, the money will go to the public school system.
New York City's mayor says he's suing Texas for transporting migrants to the city. Over the past 2 years, Texas has sent more than 33,000 people who crossed the border to New York. Now the city is filing a lawsuit against the 17 charter bus companies used. Mayor Eric Adams says there is a law that forbids anyone from bringing someone into New York for the purpose of making them a public charge. The lawsuit seeks $708 million in damages. Texas Governor Greg Abbott called the lawsuit baseless. Another set of unsealed documents related to the late financier
And also convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein have been released. Over 320 pages of previously sealed documents were released yesterday by a federal court in New York, with most of the contents well known and not implicating new third parties. Some of the depositions focus on how teenage girls were recruited to go to Epstein's Florida home and were asked to bring friends for additional payment. The descriptions contained in the documents are consistent with testimony given at Ghislaine Maxwell's criminal trial. Maxwell is currently serving a 20-year prison sentence for sex trafficking. The first weekend of 2024 is filled with family fun, including some famous voice actors who are here, Jeff.
Time to take a look at this week's Out and About Best Bets. We start with that big fan convention that is in town.
Yeah, the team behind GalaxyCon Fan Convention have created a new event. Animate Raleigh is happening today through Sunday at a Raleigh Convention Center. It features animation, cosplay, anime, and lots of voice actors. People from Disney will be there. Belle and Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. Tickets are still available.
Tonight is First Friday in downtown Raleigh. It's also your last chance to check out the Illuminate Art Walk. The free self-guided tour downtown features large light installations, including two giant talking heads. Today's your last chance to see this. Pretty cool.
That is very cool. And fans of Bob Dylan will want to check out a new show at the DPAC. It's called Girl from the North Country. It runs through Sunday. The show reimagines 20 of Dylan's legendary songs. Tickets are still available. They start at $24. And for more on these events and even more picks for the weekend, you can go to WREL.com and search Out and About.
The answers, my friend, are blowing in the wind out there somewhere. Although the wind is not, it hasn't picked up.
Not
just
yet.
Kind of calm. Yeah. But we do have a weather alert day on the way. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, not to jump ahead, but oh my goodness, we're looking at Tuesday and we're looking at some really significant wind. We'll be talking more about that as we get closer to Tuesday. It's also a WRL weather alert day. But for today, new this morning, winter weather advisory in effect for two counties, Person County and Mecklenburg County, Virginia. So freezing rain is possible near the Virginia line. Most of us won't see it. The bulk of us are going to be dealing with that chilly rain on Saturday. So, I mean, that in and itself is a WRL weather alert day, just because it's going to feel it's just going to be messy and chilly for us on Saturday. So a look at the winter weather advisory. Again, it's Mecklenburg County, Virginia, and then Person County, and then it stretches back toward the Triad and the mountains. So keep that in mind. If you were planning to head that way early on Saturday morning, it could get a little trickier the farther west you're driving. But for us, we're not looking at any big impact here. A little bit of light glaze in these two counties. Nothing that should cause travel impacts or any power outages. Here's a look at this system. Speaking of travel, as it crosses the country, it is producing snow on the north side of it. And so that could cause some travel problems, some airport delays, and that will swing up into New York and New England, again, possibly creating some traffic issues or some, I should say, some travel delays. Let's take a look at Futurecast for us as we see this precipitation moving in early tomorrow morning. There's 5 a.m. with some rain, and you can see the pink shaded areas north of Durham. That's where we can see a little bit of light glazing just briefly, and then after that it's all rain for everybody. It's likely to start to taper off mid to late afternoon. You can see that last bit of it is out of the viewing area by around 5 o'clock. So if you had plans to be outside, say you're going to dinner on Saturday evening, the rain will be over. So that's good news. But we're looking at anywhere from about a half an inch to an inch of rain out of this system. It's not likely to be enough to cause any flooding. Looking at maybe up to a couple of inches of snow in the mountains, but it looks like it could change over to rain during the afternoon on Saturday. They may see a little bit more on Sunday, but of course you can see how that snow stretches on up into New York, New England, and create some messy conditions there. We jump ahead to Tuesday. Significant system. This could be a bigger deal than what we see tomorrow. Some strong wind, 40 to 50 mile per hour gusts could cause some damage, and then 2 to 4 inches of rain. That on top of what we could see tomorrow could cause some flooding concerns. That rain starts early in the morning, and it's just steady to heavy all day long, and it's likely to be a longer duration event. It's likely to last until early Wednesday morning, so we'll have probably an additional maybe 12 hours of rain on Tuesday compared to what we'll see tomorrow. It is likely to be a mild day Tuesday, 65, but that could also mean some scattered storms south and east of the Triangle. More about Tuesday over the next few days, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is now 6:21. We're still looking fine. Just check with Raleigh 911. Not seeing any problems with crashes in Wake County. Also quiet in Durham and Orange. Orange County. So in the Triangle, we're looking good this morning. But, of course, we've been talking about the problems in Fayetteville, that gas leak that has closed a pretty big section of Bragg Boulevard from roughly the Skyboro Road interchange there out toward Sycamore Dairy Road. And there's a section of Sycamore Dairy also that is closed this morning. You'll run into a detour as you head through there. Better alternate routes would be Murchison Road or Morganton Road out to Skyboro, and then you could access Bragg Boulevard from that intersection.
All right. Thanks, Brian. He's one of the best to ever play the game. And now Shaq is being immortalized in basketball history.
A former team will retire his jersey number and still ahead the ceremony to honor Shaq's lasting legacy in the sport.
And a soldier from Fort Liberty injured while serving overseas could be heading home today. The update on Chief Warrant Officer Garrett Illebrun's condition after a drone attack in Iraq.
Coming up on Today, meet the teacher dedicated to giving his students a truly out-of-this-world experience. The school that rallied behind the fellow classmates and the lesson they learned in making contact with outer space.
And as we head to break, here's your winning lottery numbers. Good luck.
Shaq's Orlando Magic jersey is being raised to the rafters forever.
Brian Schrader's here now with what's trending, Brian.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal will become the NBA's second player with a jersey number retired by three former teams. The Orlando Magic is celebrating its 35th anniversary this year, and they're going to officially retire number 32 in a ceremony after a game in February.
So he's already had jerseys retired from the Lakers and the Miami Heat, but this, he's the first Orlando Magic jersey. Now, they're a newer team as far as the history of the NBA. He's the first jersey they've ever retired. So,
very cool.
Shaq.
Well-deserved, Shaq.
Indeed. He earned it.
Yeah.
Steve Burton is leaving Days of Our Lives after rejoining the series less than a year ago. The actor announced his departure in a video on YouTube posted to Daily Drama. And then at midnight, General Hospital's X account posted this, teasing Steve Burton returning to that soap opera.
Very interesting. Steve Burton dealing with a real-life drama, though. This announcement of him leaving the show comes days after he filed for divorce from his wife. His wife in real life, she got pregnant from another man and confronted him and said, listen, I'm having a kid. It's not yours. And so he's dealing with a lot of drama,
Whoa.
That man.
That sounds like a soap opera.
That is a soap opera in itself. It's a show. Mm. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Brian.
Our news continues.
I'm Brad Nace, live in the WRL Breaking News Tracker in Fayetteville, where Bragg Boulevard remains shut down due to a gas leak that happened yesterday. How much longer the road could be shut down and the lingering effects from that leak.
We also have a live look at stock futures ahead of a key report that's coming out this morning. We'll explain the signs economists are looking at in hopes of an improving economy for 2024.
And it's a cold start this morning. We'll be improving this afternoon with some sunshine and a high of 48. Saturday is a WRAL weather alert day. New this morning, we have a winter weather advisory in effect for two of our counties. I'll show you what to expect from Saturday's wet day where you are coming up.